All right, it's 8:40 on this Monday morning. I swear it was just days ago that we were talking with Andrew Kircher at the Port Huron Museum about sites opening up for the summer, and now here we are in the middle of October talking about fall and holiday events. But it's nice to have Andrew Kircher, the manager of community engagement at the Port Huron Museum, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Paul.
You got a lot of stuff on the calendar coming up, don't you?
You know, we do. This summer, as everyone knows, is a pretty weird one, and being shut, we really are making up for lost time this fall from stuff we missed out on earlier in the spring. But our October is pretty loaded with some fun events and some new things that we've never been able to offer before. So, for example, our trolley tours. A lot of people know and have seen and realize we've just picked up this trolley. It's kind of big news about a month ago, month and a half ago, but it's all ready to go. We got new signs on it. I'm sad to say your face isn't on the side
anymore.
Oh,
man. What happened to the face, by the way?
Well, I think that you might have to wait for a future exhibit here at the museum.
Fair enough.
You know, it's going to be a broadcasting Hall of Fame thing. It's, you know, centerpiece exhibit.
All right.
So, but yeah, we're heading out with our trolley on all of these tours, and one that has been very popular, it has been selling out, it sold out so many, in fact, we added more, is I am doing a special Murder and Mayhem tour for October. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people ask about, you know, spooky, haunted ghost stories,
sure,
and kind of getting into the mood in October. Well, I can do everyone one better, so everything on my tour is real history. It's a little spooky, and like I said, murder and mayhem is the real theme. There's a lot of it in our history. So
fun.
There are still some tickets left on that. The 24th. So of course the Halloween Saturday. Those sold out immediately, as
you
might
imagine.
Yeah,
right.
The 24th, the Saturday before, and you know, going kind of along with that, we actually are doing some paranormal investigation. So my tour, all history, you know, nothing, just the facts, ma'am, that sort of thing. But we are having some fun paranormal investigations, both here at the Carnegie Center on the 17th and then at the Lighthouse on the 24th. And that's through Detroit Rock City Paranormal. So they'll walk you through everything. You get to come in the nighttime when we're not usually open. We want to investigate. That's, you know, I've heard plenty of reports. Let's put it that way. So it might be kind of fun for someone to, you know, really sink their teeth into on one of those investigations. But
absolutely,
everything we're doing isn't all spooky and scary. We also have some pretty fun family events as well. So this is a new event. We're trying it out on the 25th. It's a Sunday at from noon to about 4. We are having a fall carnival here at the Carnegie. So we've put in a lot of time planning out ways to make this COVID safe. So we have different batches of tickets. Family groups will stay socially distanced. People rotate around. We do have the benefit of a nice big building here. And it's, I think, going to be a lot of fun for families. A lot of people might have missed out on that. I know I always loved going to the, like, school carnivals when I was a kid. It's going to be a lot like that. So a fun way to get into the museum with your family and a very safe way. So we've got a little something for everybody coming up in October.
Oh, that's fantastic. Looking ahead on the calendar, you've got a big event coming up in December. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that I am very excited about, December 1st, which is Giving Tuesday this year, our fundraiser is kind of taking a new approach this year. Just like every year, you know, museum has lots of different types of fundraising styles, but this year a lot of the in-person ones just aren't going to work this year. So instead, this year, everyone can attend because it's going to be live on Facebook. For 8 hours, we are having a telethon. It's going to be like a citywide talent show. Let me tell you, I've been working, getting people signed up for this thing all over the city, all sorts of different businesses, local people who are coming out to support the museum. I think it's going to be very exciting and very fun to watch. So make sure you buy a computer sometime in the day. That's December 1st.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That's a huge undertaking, too.
Yeah, we're planning this out, you know, a couple months beforehand, getting all of the logistics set. But, you know, as you might imagine, a lot of people would probably maybe not think about it, but museums were hit especially hard with COVID over the summer. When we were closed, we couldn't really do, you know, drive-through exhibit rentals or anything like that. So we were closed, losing all those field trips. We have a lot of ground to make up, but I think this could do it. I think it'll be a fun new way to engage with our local history, engage with what's here in town and our fellow community members. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and people have to remember that these events are also fundraisers. I mean, not only are you enjoying history and enjoying what the museum has to offer, but you're also supporting the museum too, and that's important.
Exactly. So as a nonprofit, a lot of people might not realize that we're not funded by taxpayers or anything like that. We have to kind of survive on the money we can bring in through admissions and special events and rentals. So people can always feel good about coming to one of our sites because they know that money is going right back into the museum.
Oh, fantastic. What's the best way for people to connect with these events online and make sure they know all the up-to-date information?
Yeah, there's a couple places. You can always go to our website at phmuseum.org. Or just Google search Port Huron Museums, or head on over to our Facebook page. We've always got lots of fun facts and historical information there, and all of our events on Facebook will link you right to our Eventbrite, and you can pick up tickets well in advance.
By the way, Andrew, now that summer is over, are the other various museum sites open? Can people still come visit the depot and the lighthouse and things like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are doing things a little differently this year. Our schedule was going to remain the same until things maybe change out. Normally, by this time of year, our 7-day-a-week schedule would have gone away. We are keeping the same schedule. We're going to be consistent. So all three of our sites, unfortunately, the Huron is going to be closed until warm weather, I think. But the depot, the lighthouse, and the Carnegie Center are all still going to be open from Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 4. And we can kind of expect that, I think, until cold weather, until it doesn't make sense to keep them open anymore over the winter when we're not getting quite as many visitors.
All right. Sounds good. Andrew, always appreciate the updates. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Take care. Bye-bye.